Thank you, Jesus. It's a good day. It's a good day, that's for sure. Amen? Oh, man. Okay, here we go. We'll see what happens here. We got a report. The DOCM is happening the 29th. You don't know what DOCM is. The Day of the Christian Martyr. The Day of the Christian Martyr is celebrated June 29th every year. Why? Because June 29th is what traditionally they believe that the Apostle Paul was crucified or martyred on that day. So it's the Day of the Christian Martyr. So you can ask somebody, hey, what are you doing for the Day of the Christian Martyr? I mean, we're asking them, what are you doing for July 4th? I mean, you could say, what are you doing for the Day of the Christian Martyr? That's June 29th. And so we can remember the martyrs, even of this year. Do you know how many martyrs there are, Christian martyrs, every year? Right now, we have about 90,000 Christian martyrs every year right now. So, and they honor them, and we have groups that help support their family that's left. So Voice of the Martyrs is really good with that. And they're actually supporting one of our martyrs that worked with us. And 10 years ago, he was reaching out to Muslims and was killed 10 years ago. So he's kind of being honored this year in the Day of Christian Martyrs. I met him several times in our meetings in Africa. Okay, we also did a GLOW training yesterday. Awesome. You know, you guys got Tracy right here. We have her right here, the leader of a GLOW, Nebraska, a GLOW. And so she sets up these things. It's really something to be thankful for. And we had a few people there, even from Stromsburg yesterday. And so basically we did a spiritual warfare, spiritual mapping workshop. So a little teaching in the morning and training, and then boom, we hit Kearney yesterday afternoon. Took Kearney for God yesterday afternoon and blessed the city. Tore down some strongholds and then blessed the city. It was really a wonderful time there with the training. The next thing is Asia trip. The trip to Asia started in... I made... Ron and Marianne prayed for me right before I left, maybe a couple of days before I left, I think. We had lunch, and they prayed for me, and they had just a picture, a vision. They said, we see angels just going ahead of you, setting the pathway. And I said, oh, thank you very much. I just claim that. I claim those angels moving ahead of me, making it easier. Because last November when I went, it was an hour and a half check-in in the Omaha airport. It was just battle at every airport I was at. Was a battle. It was difficult. This time, I walked into the Omaha airport about 4:15, 4:20 in the morning, and I saw the people that gave me a hard time last time, and so I went to another counter. Went to another counter and started checking in. A lady came to help me, not the ones from last year, but they were watching me. They said, who's that guy again? Okay. And I checked in at 2 minutes. We're done. I had my boarding pass. The lady looked at me and said, wow, I wish all my international passengers went this smoothly. It was obvious angels were just pushing things away. And then I have to go through security, and I was taking a bunch of things over for a discipleship training school. They mailed them to my house and said, bring us all these fire tablets. You know, fire. What a name. Okay, some tablets for their students. And so I had all of those, plus my own computer in my carry-on. And they make you take everything out, take your shoes off and everything. And right when I got up there, the person came out that's running this walk-through x-ray machine and said, if you've got electronics in your bags, just leave them there. Just put your bag on. We'll just run it through the machine like it is. I said, okay, I'm in the right lane. The next lane was saying, take all your electronics out of your bags. And it was just for a couple minutes there. And I went, oh my goodness. It was totally, angels were ahead of me the whole way. So I stopped in Taiwan. That was my first layover, San Francisco and then Taiwan. And in Taiwan, just really put up some prayer along the west edge of the nation, you know, protection from the big country across the Taiwan Straits. And so we did that for a bit and then went on to Hong Kong. Had a wonderful time in Hong Kong, speaking with leaders and speaking in our discipleship training schools. And then went to Malaysia and taught down there for a while and then worked my way back. And I was actually in Hong Kong on June 4th, which they have a celebration and a candlelight vigil on June 4th to remember June 4th, 1989. Okay, that's quite a few years ago. Well, they didn't have it. It was stopped. There were 5,000 police on the streets saying, nobody's going to remember that. It didn't happen. So it was stopped. And I went, oh, okay, we're taking control here. Right? So, but I was happened to be there on the 4th and just really got a lot of prayer and worship for Hong Kong at that time. I want to talk about give thanks today, but let's go on here to the next one. Before we do that, I got a song, an old hymn of the church I want you to sing with me. Larry, do you have that? An old hymn of the church. You'll be familiar. I'll have the words up here. But let's sing this together, all right? Larry, you'll start up there. Stop them. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Don't stop the little children. This, you know the words. You knew the words, right? Maybe a little different on the colors, but you know them. And this is worship, and worship is one of our tools of spiritual warfare. You can sing this wherever you want, because there's an attack on the children today. Okay, we can stop it. Spiritual warfare, this is spiritual warfare. That song, it's moving. I'm getting people to sing it with me. They don't know they're doing spiritual warfare. We're doing spiritual warfare for the children with this song. You can just remember that. Sing it anywhere, everywhere, every day. Put it part of your quiet time where you just sing it. Okay. And we'll see the attack on the children stop. There was 81,000 children in the last 6 months that came across the southern border. And they asked Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, where are the 81,000 children? He said, I don't know. He doesn't know where 81,000 children are that came across the border in the last 9 months. That's not good. We need spiritual warfare here. That's a start. And anybody can sing that, do spiritual warfare for the children of our country. Speaking of not only children, but young people, I was in my trip in Asia, I was training young people, and I was a little surprised because it went down into younger people than normal. The ages were 17 to 24. A lot of 17 and 18-year-olds in these training programs. We're training short-term missionaries, and hopefully they'll turn into long-term missionaries. But this group of 17 to 24, whether I was in Hong Kong, whether I was in Malaysia, would burst into song throughout the day. And I'm listening to the song, I went, oh my goodness. You know, they love music, so they were playing music in the lunchroom, they were playing music in the evening, and all of a sudden they just start singing with the chorus. But I listened to the words. This is the group that's coming up. This is the group. These are the songs that they're singing. I wrote down a couple of verses or a couple of words. Look at the next one. This is one of the parts of that song. The harvest is ready and we have to go. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're sitting around the table and they're singing this out loud. They're singing it out loud. The harvest is ready. We have to go. We're not ashamed of the gospel. I was filled with hope. I was filled with the hope as I heard them singing this and I saw their actions and their enthusiasm for Jesus. Another part of the song says this in the next one. I will preach the gospel, die and be forgotten as long as you get the glory. I thought this is different than I've seen in quite a few years. This is different. The young people coming up are getting serious about Jesus. And that's one of the reasons why you said the people are going to start coming in the churches. I think part of it is because of the young people are just getting on fire for Jesus. And this is in Asia, and we're seeing it happen here. This is around the world. This younger generation, this younger people are just getting on fire for Jesus. And it brings hope to us, all right? We haven't seen this for a while. I'll preach the gospel, die and be forgotten as long as you get the glory. That's actually, I will preach the gospel, die and be forgotten is actually a quote of Nicholas von... it'll come to me in a minute. I didn't have that ready. Okay. It's a quote of Zinzendorf, Nicholas von Zinzendorf. Okay, that's a quote from him who gave the Moravian Christians a place to stay in Europe when they were all persecuted as they traveled around Europe. They were kicked out of the towns, and he gave them a place to live. Come and live on my land. Count Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf was his name. And he gave them a place to stay. And they started the first Protestant missionary organization because the missions before that was all Catholic. So it was 1722 after the Reformation. Okay. Our reformers weren't that interested or didn't have the burden for, how do you say, the missions in the 1500s. But then it came. God poured out his burden for missions later in the 1700s. Okay, I will preach the gospel. Now, there's what I want to talk about is gratitude, being thankful. I was very thankful for people praying for me while I was traveling and very thankful for God just opening doors and really thankful and hopeful for the young people being raised up. In the 30s, during the Depression in the United States, there was a poem that got started, or there was a saying that got started in these time of depression, and it was, you'd say, how you doing to somebody, and they would say, oh, I'm drinking from my saucer. Okay, I'm drinking from my saucer. And so this is the poem that came out of that, and people were saying that. I actually said that last week. Somebody said, how you doing? I said, I'm drinking out of my saucer. And they said, what do you mean? I said, my cup is running over. My cup is running over. I'm drinking out of my saucer. All right? It used to be the coffee was so hot that they would pour it in the saucer to cool it and then drink from their saucer. But this is, my cup is running over, so I'm drinking from my saucer. And this is the poem, actually. I dug it out. It says, and this is how it goes. Haven't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going is tough. But I've got loved ones all around me, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for his blessings and the mercies he's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. Even in the when times were difficult, people were grateful. And I think that's what God wants to say to us today. This is a quick message on being grateful. Just be grateful. Being grateful. God wants us in the attitude of gratitude. No matter what's going on around us, we can find things to be grateful for. Right? We can find those things to be grateful for. There was house very close to our village that was used to sell heroin. And I would walk past it regularly, and I see all these young kids, 18, 19-year-old kids, and they were local, and they were driving Mercedes-Benz cars, and they had rolls of bills that they were, and they were selling heroin, already cooked in the syringe for people. And most of the things were done at lunchtime. It was right across the sidewalk from a school, elementary school. And so I walked past there, and you don't dare talk to them because they're run by the triads or the gangs of Hong Kong. So you can't talk to them or look at them. But I thought, we could pray and see what God does. And I walked by, and I'd say, Lord, can you just turn this house into something for the kingdom of God? Something. I don't know how you're going to do this one because we can't go up and talk to them about Jesus. It's just, they're just rough. They're rough and carry guns, and guns are illegal in Hong Kong. So I'm sitting there, we're walking by. I told the staff, and so I said, every time you go past there, don't look at them, don't stop and talk to them, but pray. Pray that God would do something. It only took 60 days. 2 months, that's all it took. And I walked by the house again and to get buy a newspaper in town. And there was a big banner across the front of the house. The Mercedes-Benz were gone. The young guys were gone. And this new banner was there. It says, this is the Salvation Army Clothing Distribution House. We didn't call the Salvation Army and say, why don't you set up a distribution house where the drug dealers are? No, God did all that. Our prayers are powerful. Our prayers are powerful for the children. Our prayers are powerful for, as we pray for the government, our prayers are powerful. God will answer them. Okay? And just move in gratitude. As we move in gratitude, what I think happens is God moves a little quicker as our hearts are filled with gratitude for what he's doing already. Our cups are running over. We're blessed. I thank God for his blessings and the mercies he's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. He wants that. He wants to bless us. God is a God who blesses his people. Recognizing it just by giving him thanks. Hey, thank you, God. Thanks for that, Lord. Every little thing that happens. The Israelites forgot everything that God was doing, and then they turned to grumbling. So they grumbled on Monday, they grumbled on Tuesday, they grumbled on Wednesday too. They grumbled on Thursday, they grumbled on Friday, they grumbled the whole week through. Okay? It doesn't get you anywhere. But turn it to thanksgiving. And thank God for every little thing he's doing. And the big things. You thank him for little things, and the things that he does, you'll recognize that they're bigger than you thought. Okay, so let's look at a couple of verses here. 1 Timothy 2:1, most of all, I'm writing to encourage you to pray with gratitude. Okay, let's have a part of our thanksgiving, our gratitude to God. Pray for all men with all forms of prayer and requests as you intercede with intense passion. I like that version. We're going to have a little prayer meeting. Oh, what's it going to be like? Oh, we're going to intercede with intense passion. But that's biblical. Let's have an intercession time with intense passion. I like it. All right, then the next one. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing because it's going to bring results, not only in us, but in our situations. In our situations. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. The next one. Give thanks to the Lord and call out to him. Tell the nations what he has done. Okay, giving testimonies of what God's done. That's what I did this morning with the angels ahead of me. Just boom, I gave a testimony. I'm giving thanks to God. I'm thankful for the prayers of people. I'm telling the nations what he has done. Next one. Sometimes give thanks to God, the Father, for some things. What? Always give thanks to God, the Father, for some things in the... Always give thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always give thanks for everything, okay? It's like having an attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude. And what I've noticed and what I noticed this time in Asia is that the attitude of gratitude changes my environment, changes circumstances. Because when I was there, I was filled with hope. When I returned, I was filled with hope. Seeing these young people being so serious about Jesus. See if there's another one there. I'm not sure if there is. So let's keep on giving our thanks to God. For he is so good, his constant, tender love lasts forever. I like that version. There's a guy who wrote a book about 10 years ago. It's called, the name of it is, God is Absolutely Good. You probably know him. God is absolutely good. The thing is, what I see is God gets blamed for a lot of stuff that he's not involved with. He didn't do that. Don't blame God for that because he didn't do it. All right? So don't blame God for stuff. Just give thanks. And I believe that there's power in there. There's actually one of our weapons of warfare is giving thanks. Giving thanks to God. It's a weapon of warfare, being thankful. He is absolutely good. When David wrote Psalm 23, he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So what are you doing down there? God didn't put him there, but that's where he ended up for some reason or other. But even there, God was with him, helping him. Can't blame God for that, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Okay? Don't blame God for that, but he is there to help you. Okay? He's there to help you. Don't blame him for anything. He is absolutely good. Somebody sent me a text and it said, G-I-A-G. And I went, what's that? It took me a while. God is absolutely good. All right. Let's see if there's another one there. Yes. Okay. Prayer in action. What's the action? Be grateful. Be grateful. Be in the attitude of gratitude for little things, and then we're all of a sudden grateful for bigger things because God is at work. Even when we don't see him at work, he's at work. Even when we don't feel him at work, he is at work. Okay? He accomplishes so much through our prayers. He wants to bless us. He's a God who blesses us. So the action is move in the attitude of gratitude. And right now, we're going to pray and just ask God to increase that. Help us to, sometimes we're unaware of all the things that he's doing for us. I just talked to a guy this morning. He said he was in the four-wheeler, and it was ready to tip over. And he said, "We're going over." And all of a sudden, it bounced back up. I said, "It was probably those angels." He said, "It had to have been, because I thought for sure we were going over, and I'd have a broken leg." He said, "You're right." I said, "Those are angels pushing up back up on that cart." Okay, prayer. Just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you on one hand just to say to God, you don't have to say it out loud, five things that you're thankful for right now. We're building that attitude of gratitude. Five things you're thankful for. You can work them off on your hand. I know one of them. One of them probably for all of you, and that's Mike. My Pastor Mike coming through the operation and coming home. There was five of us in his room. Helen, Jerry, myself, and Tracy were down there on Tuesday. And we had decided in the ground floor, said, "Hey, when we get up to the room, we need to pray in the spirit over Pastor Mike." And we got up there and we chatted a little bit. And you know, he turned it on us. He started praying for us before we got to pray for him. I said, "Well, what? We came here to pray for this guy." And he turned it around on us, and all of a sudden he's praying for us. We're going, okay, that's Pastor Mike. He prayed for us. And then we had an opportunity to lay hands on him and pray for him and see him come back to supernatural recovery. And I think he's got some wonderful things to share with us about the time. While we were there, all these doctors were coming in. We turn to the doctors and say, "We're here to bust him out." And the doctor said, "I don't think so." Kept him one more day. So, but he's home now, and he's recovering. We want supernatural recovery, okay? And we can be thankful. We'll be thankful for the whole week that he was there and all the doctors and nurses, the things that they did. God was present. And because of our prayers, I think things went faster. And he's got some powerful testimonies to share with us. Okay, so remain in the attitude of gratitude and be thankful. Be thankful. Lord, we want to give you thanks for everything at all times. And Lord, would you just remind us of that this week so that we could see you working and we give you thanks right away, quickly giving you thanks for everything that you're doing. Lord, go with us as we go from here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Why don't you stand up and receive the blessing? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.